Blog Talk Radio.
They all come along like they all to Yahshua. They all come along like they all to Elohim. They all come along like they all to Yahshua, my Savior. Elohim like Big Brah. Come along.
So we have been on Saturdays, and then we gave you a couple weeks on Tuesdays. We were on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. My schedule changed, and so we needed to make sure that we shifted the show. Tuesdays started happening. We're trying to do it at 10 o'clock p.m., but there's going to be some surprises happening for you guys, and you'll see why we had to move. If you are a fan of NSF Radio, if you're on NSF Radio and a fan of it, you know that we have other shows on. We have a show at Thursday at 10. Show at Thursdays afternoons at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern, and that is actually, I co-host that with the host, Alfred, and then, we actually have another young brother coming on with us, and he'll soon hopefully have a show on finances, and then we also have a show that's on with King Cam on Mondays and Wednesdays at 10 o'clock p.m., but you'll have some surprises coming up shortly. That caused us to say, okay, we got to look at another time sooner than later. And I just thought about it, looked at things, and I said, you know what? Taking 10 o'clock a.m. as a time to go ahead and do a show would be great. So we'll have Kofi Speaks on NSF Radio, which is different, by the way, than Kofi Speaks on Facebook or Kofi Speaks on YouTube. But I'm excited to be with you guys. Somebody actually bought some shoes, NSF, you know, Kofi speaks on NSF radio shoes, and that was awesome to know. And then to also know that there are people out there buying shower stuff and everything I didn't even know. So NSF radio is doing it real big. NSF radio representing for NSFatherhood.org. That's N as in national, S as in saving. So National Saving Fatherhood, NSFatherhood.org. Go check them out and participate in what they're doing to help the community. The focus, of course, is fathers. However, we help mothers, we help children, we help anybody that we can. And so we're excited about the moves that are being made. But, yeah, thank you for joining us. And today, kind of just more on a motivational tip, not really focusing on the other things right now. Today, I kind of wanted to talk about, you know, who you are. Like, who am I, you know? I wanted to talk about who am I. A lot of times we'll talk about so many different things. I want to talk about who am I? Like, who are you as far as things? I was thinking, because we're in the midst of a coat drive and doing some other things, not NSF Radio, but other organizations that I'm partnered with, and we've been picking up coats, and people have been mailing coats in, and it's been amazing, and we got flyers out, and people from all over the place are really interested in being able to help. And because of the coronavirus, there are organizations that normally do coat drives and things, but they can't do them, and so they're looking to other people, and they've been blessing us, and so they're helping us to launch. And it shows, you know, by the way, that right there, it shows taking opportunity, right? A lot of people look at this as an inopportune time, but what are the opportunities that are available now that never were, right? Whole nother thing, but just think about that. But I started thinking about the fact that there is a young lady out here who started an organization years ago and has been doing it faithfully, started off by herself, and she still goes out by herself pretty much every day, at least no less than like 4 or 5 days a week. And she goes out, whether it's cold, hot, rainy, et cetera. She makes sure that she gives things to people who are less fortunate, people who are homeless, people who are on drugs, whatever. And she does so with the right spirit and the right goal in mind of making sure that everybody is taken care of. And I noticed she did a really big thing that I showed up for in the Baltimore, Maryland area. And we were helping her, and we had donated some things, and we wanted to come and help give things out. And people had donated all types of food and gifts. And I noticed that people were lined up, you know, that were homeless and stuff, and families that were less fortunate, people who were disabled and stuff. And there were people, I'm talking about 2 football fields long, lines continuing to come, were out there for like 3-4 hours. It was amazing to see. And groups that worked for her, a company called Happy Helpers, they were out helping people. And then there were a lot of volunteers like myself, and a lot of children that were volunteering, you know, some of them possibly even being able to write it off for school or whatever, saying that they volunteered a certain amount of time and all that good stuff. And I was looking, and I was just thinking about this recently. I was looking at everybody. This was last year. And as I looked, everybody was lined up, and all these people were smiling. But the woman who runs everything, she wasn't really smiling. The people who do this every day, they weren't really smiling. Now, part of me was thinking the other day as I thought about this, well, is that because they're unhappy, right? And then I thought about it, and I was like, no, they're in a different mode. See, this is their work, and this their work brings them joy. Everybody else showed up today, and this is kind of like a one-day job or voluntary experience. And so everybody else is showing up, and if you're not used to doing this type of thing, of course you're smiling. It makes you feel good. And I'm not saying that the people who worked there for a long time never smiled, but they had a different focus. And the reason was is because they help everybody else every single day, all day, every day, right? That's what they do. So even though they're happy to do so, it's what they do. It's how they live. It doesn't increase their joy. It's just who they are. It brings them joy. Joy, by the way, a lot of people don't know the difference between joy and happiness, is that joy is something that is eternal, that never leaves you. Happiness can be replaced by sadness. You can be sad and still be joyful. You can be happy and still be joyful. You can be feeling so-so but still have joy. They were in joy mode. They were in, this is what I'm called to do. This is what I do no matter what, right? And so everybody else, while they were happy and smiling on the outside and starting to feel some warmth on the inside, and you would hear people like, wow, it'd be nice to do this every once in a while. It makes me feel good. These people don't feel right if you're not doing this all day long. So the same way you go to your job, or you, you know, you go through your day or whatever, and you're just kind of doing what you do, and you're not necessarily smiling just because you're going through your day. You're just going through your day, right? If something makes you smile, so be it. But if not, it doesn't mean you're up, you're down, you're good, you're bad, you're feeling amazing, you're depressed. It just means you're in your element. And these people were in their element. They weren't smiling, not because they weren't happy, but see, while the other people had smiles on the outside, these people had smiles on the inside. These people were happy because they were in their element. This was not foreign to them. They do this all the time, feeding hundreds, thousands of people all the time. The news showed up and was trying to talk to them and things like that, and they were like, yeah, we'll talk to you, but we're in a minute, right? Like, they were in a different mode. Matter of fact, where they started to get smiles was, or and even be a little nervous, was when they had to talk to the news. Because even though they enjoy giving people food and clothes and gifts, they were not necessarily caring as much about that as they were about making sure that the people were taken care of. So when the cameras came, it actually was something that messed them up. Because for them, wait a minute, I'm not trying to do this for that. That's not my element. Somebody else is good in that element. My element is I'm trying to ensure that people are being fed, that people are being nurtured, that people know that we care, and that people in some of the worst areas are not just hearing from people telling them, hey, black on black crime, you got to take care of yourself, you don't really think black lives matter. No, I'm here giving of myself every day. And the woman that I was thinking about, she was calling people out by name, over 100 people easily, being able to say, oh, hey, how you doing? Hey, because she knows the street. She knows the corner. She knows the places that they go. She knows how many people in their family. I've worked with her several times outside of that, and somebody will come up and she'll be like, oh, yeah, this person has grandchildren. Make sure that you let her take 4 bags instead of just 1 bag, right? Like, she has a relationship with these people. It's who she is. And everybody else was excited because they were getting to find a piece of themselves, or maybe even just add something to themselves temporarily that they really don't normally have. She was just going through what she does every day. She was certain and confident and amazed, not by what she was doing, but she was confident in who she is. And so the question you have to start asking yourself is, are you confident and amazed in who you are? Do you comprehend the value that you bring? You hear what I'm saying? Do you value yourself enough to ensure that you are bringing everything that you can to the table? Bringing your best self, bringing yourself. First of all, before you can even bring your best self, can you bring yourself? Can you even bring a piece of yourself? Can you bring your not best self, right? Can you bring your so-so self? Do you know who that is? Are you who you are because you are a Republican or a Democrat? Are you who you are because you wear makeup? Are you who you are because of the clothes that you wear? Are you who you are? Right, like people say that the clothes make the man, but then there's another saying that says the man makes the clothes, right? Or the woman makes the clothes, right? Or the clothes make the woman, et cetera. But we don't want it to be to where the clothes make the person, because it means that you don't know who you are and people don't know who you are. What sells things is usually you, something about you. Like Michael Jordan never really told anybody who he was. We've seen through his actions who he is. However, his game was at least something that he was about. His tenacity, his competitiveness was something that we knew about. A lot of people said, wow, that's a high drive, there's a high competitive, there's a high level of skill, there's a high amount of practice, there's a high workout ethic, there's a high resolve to be able to go through the punishment that he had to go through, barely making it and being on a 30 something win team, had to go from that to losing all the time in the playoffs, had to go from that to, okay, can get past the first round but still going to get beat by the Boston Celtics, had to go through that to being beat down physically, and mentally a little bit by the Detroit Pistons, then had to go through winning championships, going away, comes back, gets beat by the Orlando Magic, comes back and says, let me add some stuff to my game, and let me be a better shooter, then wins three more or whatever, and then comes back after that, and even though he was not the same player, was willing to at least put himself out there, you know, and go through and say, okay, I've got to learn how, even though I'm not the greatest basketball player anymore, I've got to learn how to make sure that I'm somebody who's available and you know, better, you know, was you know, just basically somebody who can go through the transition of not having to be the greatest or whatever. Like, those are things that you can look at and say, okay, I can feel that. That's something I know about him. Even if I don't like other things, if I don't like how he treated his first wife, and if I don't like how he's treated many people, if I don't like the fact that he's into prisons, if I don't like this, that, whatever, I can at least say I know this about him, right? What is it that people know about you? People know about you. What is it that makes you stand out in the crowd? What is it that makes you available to people? What is it that makes you who you are? Do you know those things? And watch this. Do you know those things, but do you hide those things? Because there are a lot of people who know those things, but they hide a lot of who they are. They do not want you to be aware of who they are. They do not want you to know who they are because they might get confronted. You know, a lot of people will ask me about certain things as far as my beliefs, as far as what we do in the community, as far as our classes, all these different things. And guess what? When they ask those things, I have to be in a position to be able to tell them, like, yes, this is who we are. And also by my action, I'm somebody who is an internet personality, right? I'm a social media personality. So you can look for me. You can. I even have a hashtag find Kofi, FINDKOFI. And if you look up who I am, somebody out there is looking, you know, to see for anything that they can find to see that, oh, he's lied about who he is. There are people right now that are trying their hardest to be able to find things about my life, find things out about my children, find things out about my address. People are constantly, consistently asking, where do you live? Where do you stay? Are you this? Are you that? Where are your family members? Can you actually identify with this? Can you identify with that? Can you tell us this? Can we get in contact with this person? People want to know about you. Because they want to see if they can find out something about you that is valid, that validates your existence, that validates what you talk about, that validates how you teach, that validates how you speak, etc. And the question becomes, who are you? People are looking for who you are, right? And when you get there, can you develop who you are enough to where your inward smile becomes more important than your outward? Right. The things that make you smile temporarily on the outside, because, look, I'm not saying that you shouldn't walk around with a smile. What I'm saying, though, is that you're not going to walk around with a smile all day. Even if you're somebody who loves smiling, who has a great smile, it does not mean that you're going to walk around smiling all day. Not because you're a bad person, not because you're not loved, not because you're not cared about, not because you don't, you know, like smiling, you don't like laughing. It's because it's impossible for somebody to smile all day, every day. Even after death, if you were to die with a smile on your face, eventually that decomposes, right? There's the smile will not be on your face forever. However, how you feel inside, the joy that you have, can remain all the time. And it comes from knowing who you are. Why am I doing what I am? What is your value? I talk about vision, purpose, and value quite often. Vision being, where am I headed to? Do you know where you're headed? Do you know what the end goal is? Do you know the direction you're supposed to go because you know the end result? If I'm going to work, you know, at a corporate gig, I know the address. I know where I'm supposed to park. I know if I'm supposed to have a badge. I know all these things. I have all those things together. I envision what I need to do to be able to get there, and I go there, right? That then takes me to purpose, vision, purpose. Vision is where I'm headed. I know the destination. Purpose is daily manifestation on the way there. I know that I'm supposed to be at a job at a certain time, wearing this, and doing these things by this date. Okay, so now my purpose is everything up until that date or everything until the next day, my purpose, daily manifestation or manifestation leading up to the next day, what do I need to do? I need to make sure that I'm showered. I need to make sure that I've got all of my documents. I need to make sure I've got my briefcase. I need to make sure my suit and tie are looking good. I need to make sure that my belt is available. I need to make sure that I have everything laid out, including my keys, my wallet, my phone, right? Or if you're ladies, you know, you have everything in your purse ready to go for the next day. I need to make sure that everything in the family is good. I have something to where I know my children will be watched, or my children can get to and from school, or if they're taking the bus or whatever. I need to make sure that my spouse is in a good mood or has everything they need to be able to accomplish whatever they need to do, whether they stay at home or they have to go work as well. Like, I have all these things based on the fact I have a purpose to make sure that I'm getting what? To the vision. The vision is what? Of the future, where I am headed. Right now, I'm in the midst of looking at getting the promotion. So guess what? If I'm going to get the promotion, there are certain things that I can't do yet. I can't take certain training yet because I'm because of the way that I was hired. I have to wait until they allow me to be able to go and basically make a lateral transition, which is not available yet. Once I'm able to make that lateral promotion, so to speak, I will be able to go ahead and then start getting the certain training. But if you were to see me in my element, you would realize that, of course, you know, even people who are above me, they are looking at me. They trust me to be able to do certain things. They ask me to do certain things because they know that I can do it. They know not only will I do it, but I will do it efficiently. Even within my first week of being there, pretty much I showed that I'm somebody that you can count on. And a lot of times I'm asked to problem solve. A lot of times I'm asked to specifically, hey, we're running behind. We're having an emergency situation. We don't have the hands, or we don't even have the people that have enough experience to be able to handle this. Can you help with this? Can you do that? And the reason is because they see me in purpose every day, right? They see that something's driving me. They see that I'm learning. They see that I'm training. They see that I know who to talk to. They see that I know doesn't matter if you're the top person who handles all operations for what we do, that I can go toe-to-toe for you, I can look you eye-to-eye, I can have conversation with you, and I can tell you, this is what this is supposed to be, this is what this needs to be. Hey, I know you told us to do this, but you know you're messing this up. Like, you guys aren't talking to each other. Where's the communication? Where's the chain of command? You're saying one thing, but they're telling us something different. You're going to say something and then walk away. The people who are under you, who are above us, they're going to tell us to do something completely different. And I can do those things. Why? Because I have a destination in mind. My destination is not just to make more money. A lot of people are about making money. Money comes when you feel a need. And so I realize anything that I'm doing, whether it's speaking to you, whether it's being on the job, whether it's making sure that I am, you know, being a husband, whatever, whether it's being an author, whether it's being on all these different social medias, whether it's being on the radio show, podcast, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The things that I do are not based on money, but they fill needs. And because I fill needs in people's lives, people are willing to sow into me and even give me the opportunity so that to have certain positions that they might sow into me on a greater level. And that is where we are today. That is what's going on with us. That is why we're becoming successful, right? The vision and the purpose. So because I have a vision of reaching higher heights, and really, I'm being honest with you, this might sound big-headed, but I know my value, once again, which is going to come up next. But because I know my value, my vision is to reach high heights in the company, not because I think I'm all that, but in all honesty, I know that I'm a great leader. And as a great leader, seeing certain things that are not being led correctly, I know that it's up to me to ensure that I am leading others to more prominence, and to be able to do things more effectively and efficiently. Also doing things as far as making people smile, making people feel good to be there. People that might not want to be there and put in all this hard work that we have to put in, but at least say, hey, when I come here, I have friends, I have team, I have family, I'll have somebody that's smiling, I have somebody that has my back, I have somebody that will tell me the right thing to do when other people are just walking past me after they say, just go do it. So I see myself in a position that's necessary, something that I have that the world needs, and I say, okay, I need to get to this place so that I can help others, right? That vision fuels me in my purpose. Now every day and every evening, no matter if I'm hurt, if I'm feeling a little slow, no matter if I've got 7,000 things on my plate, I have to get those things done every day in a manner that allows me to be greater the next day. And then I said vision, I said purpose, and now the last, so it's VPV, vision, purpose, and then value. I value myself. I value myself because I know what I put in. It's not just that I've been born that I value myself. That in and of itself is great. I value myself, though, because I know what I put in. I know where I've worked. I know the companies I've been with. I know the military training I have. I know the ability that I have that others do not have. I know the reason why I want to do something. There's times when I'm doing things and I grab work from other people and people get frustrated, but I see them. I don't mind them doing the work. But I sometimes will grab the work from them because when you're in the position, you're not doing what you're supposed to do. You can't be valued. You're being lazy. People are depending on you around you. Your team is depending on you around you to do better and to do great things. And we can't depend on you to do great things because you don't even value yourself. You don't value the commitment to others. You don't value the commitment to your company. Why would I continue to give you that work? Let me go ahead and do it myself. Right? And so people need to understand, once again, what is it that's about you, that vision, that purpose, that value that allows you to have that inward smile, even if you don't have that outward smile, right? So anyways, I thank you guys so much for tuning in. I appreciate the king and queen in each and every one of you. Even if you're not living inside that kingdom or queendom yet, I appreciate the potential king and queen in each and every one of you. Feel free to call in next time, 516-418-5805. We will permanently be in this spot. This will be a morning show now every Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock a.m., so I'm excited about these Wednesdays. Thank you so much for joining us today for Kofi Speaks on NSF Radio, and we are working on having some guests for you soon. The time has changed, so we've got to change a lot of schedule. But Wednesdays, 10 o'clock a.m., that is our goal, to stay there. And at least for the foreseeable future, we should be on at this time. But I'm so thankful for you guys, whether you're listening live or you're streaming this later on. And I hope to hear from you guys soon. Please support NSF Radio. Please donate to NSF Radio or nsfatherhood.org. If you would like to get more information on things that we're doing, you can actually email me, fatherhood.org, kofispeaks@nsfatherhood.org, and I'll be excited to hear from you, and we'll make sure that we email you right back as soon as you send the email. Also, too, just some personal things. If you're trying to find anything that I'm doing on any other platforms, just type in hashtag find Kofi, hashtag F-I-N-D. K-O-F-I, and you'll be able to find me, whether that's on Google, YouTube, Halanas, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, etc. Clapper I'm on now, News Clapper, it's an app for freedom of speech. So feel free to be able to join us on any platform, anywhere that's going on. I'm so thankful to be with you guys again, and I'm thankful to, you know, just be a part of your morning. So good morning to you, grand rising, wake up, take on the day with vigor. And as always, until the next time I have a chance to be before you again, this is Kofi, a.k.a. the Shadow Bear One, Pastor Servant of Christ, where we're always changing lives one mind at a time by being a voice to the voiceless and speaking the unspoken. And until the next time I have a chance to be before you, as always, I want you to remember that you are loved, you are necessary, you are majestic, you are fearfully and wonderfully made, and you, which is all of us working together, will be the reason why this world changes for the better. Shalom.
Y'all come along like y'all to Yahshua. Y'all come along like y'all to Elohim. Y'all come along like y'all to Yahshua, my Savior. Elohim like Big Bruh. Come along.